This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I think the results are very promising for the Muslim community. I'm really very happy. Many Muslim leaders, including the leaders who were involved in some of the initiatives, such as the Muslim Vote, as we can see in their website, they are very happy, they are very excited. Why is this? Because we had a number of aims behind this election and behind our involvement. First of all, to mobilize the Muslim community more. And by the way, we were not just planning to achieve everything in this round. Mobilizing the Muslim community, it should happen, or it is happening through stages. And this is an initial stage, and we have still the future elections, and inshallah the Muslim community will be mobilized more and more. So this was achieved because at least the Muslim community this time was more involved. Even those who do not want to vote, they were involved in following up what is happening and messaging each other and following the results of the elections, circulating some of the clips, some of the outcome of the elections. This is one thing, the mobilization of the Muslim community. The second thing is to unify the Muslim community in the political engagement. This has happened. Of course, it did not happen as we wanted it and as we dream that it should happen. Still, there were in some constituencies split of votes, Bethnal Green and in some other areas in Birmingham, etc. But in general, I think the Muslim community has done very well in terms of unifying their votes and voting strategically. The third aim was to punish the main parties, the Labour Party, the Conservative, because of Gaza. And I think this has happened clearly. See, this is a point. Many people think, oh, look, the Labour Party won. It was a landslide. And they said it is the biggest victory for them since 18 something. You can read whatever happens politically from different angles. Yes, from this side, yes. But do we know, and I think everyone knows that now, that the Labour Party got the lowest number of votes in this election, less than what the previous two elections when they were led by Jeremy Corbyn. And despite that, they won. Of course, now many people say that the political system has to change because first past the post has to change. Every system has pros and cons, but the point is we need to analyze what happened carefully. The point is, yes, the Labour Party lost the Muslim vote to a big extent. Okay, to the fact that even many commentators, non-Muslim commentators, even that professor on BBC, he commented on this. He said this is a proof that the Labour Party lost because of Gaza, because of its position, on Gaza. So this is a win for us. And let alone some Labour Party candidates lost. Not only that, but the biggest achievement is that many those who won from the Labour Party, they won with a very small margin. I'll give you an example, a very clear example. The Labour Party candidate, without mentioning the name, won by a minor majority over the independent party that we endorsed in Bethnal Green. So that is an achievement. That is a big achievement. Okay, North, Elford North, yeah? We shouldn't mention the name of Lian Muhammad, okay? She lost by 500 votes only. In front of who? In front of one of the key Labour Party candidates who has been there for years. And he's maybe double of her age, yeah? So that in of itself. And we can mention also Adnan Hussein. We can mention some other candidates. So either we won, okay, maybe in 5-6 constituencies, or we came the biggest second in many other constituencies. So that is a big win. And let me take, as we mentioned the name, although I am trying to avoid mentioning names, Lian Muhammad, for example. How old is she? 23. What is her political experience? Is very minimum. She just won award when she was 15, 16. And to win and to lose by just 500 votes in that area, that is incredible. That is incredible. So that shows that the Muslim vote has its weight and it can make a difference. And everyone is talking about it now. So we should not be pessimistic. Look at just the overall picture without deep analysis of what is happening. Because in the political process, you cannot do that. Yeah. So this is so. To be honest with you, congratulations for the Muslim community. Congratulations for the Muslim votes and other campaigns. This is really a big achievement, and this is like a shift, okay? And this gives us some confidence that we can make a change, yeah? Finally, I would like to say that, look, yeah, by the way, some of the commentators say that if Muslims have 10,000 votes in the right places, they would want 20 more constituencies, 20 more seats. Just what? 10,000 votes. And this is why we say that, okay, as we say, in Bethnal Green, normally the gap between the Labour candidate and any other Labour is around 10,000 votes. Now this time the gap was 1,600, okay? So the point is, this gives us confidence that we can make a change, and the Muslim vote should not be taken for granted, yeah? And we need now to move to the other point. But before talking about the other point, you know, all of this, once we say that, okay, the likes of Adnan Hussein, not Adnan Hussein, one of our candidates, he won by just less than 200 votes. Yeah, so he could have lost. Yeah, so what I am saying, when I said that it is wajib to vote, yeah, this is clear. We are talking about evidence here. 500 votes could have changed the whole voting. Okay, for many constituencies, 10,000 votes, yeah, could have given us more 20 seats. So that's why every vote counts. Let alone the experience that we got, the involvement. See, for me, the biggest issue is for the Muslim community to be engaged and to be involved. Not to think that they can fix the system while they are just criticizing the system from outside. This cannot happen, yeah? And this means that they will remain in their own bubbles, they will remain in their own comfort zone, they will remain in the margin, and they will not get into the middle of the challenge. And by the way, this is easier for so many people to remain in their comfort zone. That's why they prefer to remain in their comfort zone rather than to be involved in some challenging processes and long-term processes. I would like also to say that some people say, oh, what did we achieve? Have we ever said that this election will liberate Gaza? Have we ever said that this election will stop the war on Gaza? Have we ever said that? We never said that. Okay, but it is one of the, it is like attending a demonstration. So many people in the beginning, I remember 20 years ago when we were attending demonstrations, people used to say, some people used to say, what is the point of attending the demonstrations? Have you seen the war ending because of that demonstration? We said, yeah, maybe not this demonstration, but it is all accumulative and it is all a project. We need to try in every from every angle. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. But to stay passive, yeah, this will not help in anything. And just talking will not help in anything. Now we need to move forward. Yeah, we need to move forward. خلاص, okay, the elections have happened. We need to learn the lessons. We need to be more coordinated, more united, more aware. We need to produce our brothers, yeah, who can be, who can represent us in the parliament. Yeah, we cannot stay as a passive community. We are part and parcel. We are the second, you know, the second largest faith community in the UK after Christianity. It is the Muslim community, okay? Of course, the atheists, okay, I don't know whether we call them faith community or not. So we are not a small community. We are not a minority. In fact, in terms of religions, okay, we are the biggest religion next to Christianity, okay? So we should be proud of ourselves. We should be confident of who we are. And see, look, the Labour the Labour Party or the Conservative Party, how long they been in politics? Yeah, what, 200 plus years? How long we been in politics? Look, the Muslim vote and other initiatives, they started to mobilize maybe 6 months ago. And we have achieved this. And then we say we didn't achieve anything. Some brothers, unfortunately, and sisters, they have this negative mindset, and they want either, they have the black and white mentality, okay, tunneled vision, either you achieve all or none. Okay, life is not like this. And when you raise your expectations, you will be always disappointed because you will never see what you expected, even in our life. You know, if you raise your expectations with your wife, with your children, with your neighbor, with everyone, you will never be satisfied with anything because your expectations will be so high, and whatever they you see, whatever achievement you see, you don't see it as an achievement. So be positive, brothers and sisters. I think it is really a very good outcome of the election 2024, and keep it up. And by the way, I just want to say that either today, tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow is the first year of the Hijra year. So, كل عام وأنتم بخير تقبل الله منا ومنكم the Hijra year of 1446. السلام عليكم.